You Two and Alvin back for season 5 of MasterChef, premiering tonight at 9 p.m. on CTV. Obviously, you guys did something right last year if they're bringing you all back.
Yeah, something's going right because we've got our 5th season right now, so it's very exciting.
Very successful, something that I know up and down the streets here in Timmins, people do keep up with, and it's become a bit of a favorite here at Moose FM. What can viewers actually expect to change from this season, or from last season, to this season on MasterChef?
This season, right from the beginning, it's different. The three of us go across Canada, this great country, and we inform the home cooks, the top 21, that they have made it onto the show.
Wow, so that's going to be pretty much the whole premiere, is just kind of going to all these cities and looking at all the different quirks and the personalities.
Yeah, it's a whole new approach to the launch of the show, the beginning of the show. And obviously there's a whole new bunch of home cooks, great new challenges that we've come up with, wonderful new off-site locations that we'll be taking the home cooks to show us what they've got.
Wow, definitely an interesting way to kick things off, as you mentioned, and as we all know with these contestants, you got a variety of different people here. You got stay-at-home moms, musicians, software salesmen, students looking for master's degrees. What is the interaction like between contestants season to season? Like, what is it like being in the room with such different people that connect through cooking?
Well, I think for us it's fascinating to watch, and it's exhilarating, really, to see how they all bring something different to the table, and how they're connected by just the universal, love of food. And again, at its core, you know, the program, you know, MasterChef Canada is really about people that take risks, that step out of their comfort zones, which again sounds like a big cliche, but it's true, and just keep pushing themselves.
It never ceases to amaze me how many people out there in Canada just want to cook and possibly change direction when it comes to careers. And there's a lot of talent out there that adds up on MasterChef Canada. And they come from all walks of life. And I like to think at the end of the show, they've made some new and exciting friends. And on the show, they make some friends and they definitely make some enemies.
There's also some frenemies as well, as my 10-year-old daughter Isabel calls them. They're friends and their enemies all bundled up into one.
Yeah, we definitely see a little of that season to season as well. You mentioned the risks. Definitely something that these contestants are going to be taking lots of over the course of season 5. But what is one of the biggest mistakes you see from them early on in competition? Do they try and get too risky sometimes?
I think sometimes one of the biggest missteps is when they are underconfident and also overconfident. They need to find that sweet spot where they they're really in the moment, and they really appreciate what they're doing, and they proceed with some caution, because you can be on top one moment, and the next thing, if you're overly confident, you know, one of your competitors can take you out. It's no different than the restaurant business in real life. You have to be very humble. I think as you get more experience in this business, it's really boils down to humility and really, you know, trying to honor the craft of cooking.
You know, I think real chefs have a competitive spirit in the industry, and these home cooks have to come to the kitchen, MasterChef Canada kitchen, with a competitive spirit. And for me, one of the biggest sort of pitfalls is too many ingredients on a plate. They think that by putting more ingredients on the plate, it will be more successful. That isn't always the case. It's finding that right balance, and that's difficult.
What have you found over the course of working with MasterChef Canada to be the most challenging part of being a judge?
I think the most challenging part for me is, you know, especially when you get to, you know, the top 10, is that they all have tremendous talent and tremendous skill, and it's always difficult to send, you know, somebody home that really has a lot riding on this competition. And I think that it goes beyond the title, and it goes beyond winning the $100,000. I think in some cases, being on this show is really, for some of the home cooks, it's really about finding themselves and who they are, and really building their confidence. So, you know, we take that very seriously when we are, you know, sending somebody home, to make sure that we do it in a very sensitive way, in a very thoughtful way. You know, unfortunately, Michael is usually, you know, has the task of doing that. He's actually the professional, you know, at cutting someone's dreams down.
Yeah, look, I think all three judges are compassionate and we provide real, honest feedback, and that is absolutely essential. It is always tough to see a home cook struggle to get a dish finished or struggle to bring up a dish that conceptually was an incredible idea, but something went wrong. And often these are dishes that they've thought up in the moment, they're using ingredients they're not quite sure how to use, so there's a lot of pressure there. And you can see them struggle and sometimes tumble and fall, and that's the toughest part, but that's reality. That's how life crumbles at times.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing which of them can pull it off. Starting tonight at 9 p.m. on CTV, MasterChef Canada Season 5 premieres. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thank you.